Based on our fellowship last time, we felt that a lot of the burden and the explanation for how we thought that the Lord wanted to go on in the fall term, we felt like we conveyed that adequately. And this time, we wanted to be a little bit more specific with some more practical details of how the service will look, and so that, you know, so that we can all kind of know what's forthcoming. So for that purpose, we put together a PowerPoint to bring out some of the more salient points for our fellowship. Well, maybe I could just, I'll just start. I'll read you a couple of quotes from the ministry while we're waiting. So we've been looking into the ministry for all of these things, just to support, you know, what we're proposing to do. And one of the quotes comes from Collected Works of Watchman Nee, volume 49. And this quote is concerning the families and the homes. And Watchman Nee says, there should be many spiritual transactions in the family. The members of the family should spend much time in prayer and spiritual fellowship together. This is especially true for families with children. They must seek opportunities to come more often to the Lord. This quote really touched me, that this was Watchman Nee's burden, that families would have such a pursuit together. And I really think that this endeavor that we're undertaking for the new term matches that feeling from Brother Nee and Brother Lee later in his ministry. And then from Brother Lee, there's another quote from Crucial Words of Leading in the Lord's Recovery. And this is concerning various aspects of church service by Brother Lee, Witness Lee. According to our study, the most effective way, and he's talking about conducting the children's meetings, the most effective way is similar to the way we propagate the gospel. Every saint should open his home and have a children's meeting in his home. That's from Brother Witness. So you can see, saints, based on these two quotes alone, of course, there's many more, but these two were both very clear to us that the way that the Lord is taking, and maybe even his sovereignty has allowed us to take this way, of having the children's meetings in the homes via Zoom, and really building up the spiritual relationship among the families. So going on to a little bit more practical, explanation, we wanted to explain kind of what the roles and responsibilities would be of the serving ones going forward. So we wanted you to know that we've had some fellowship with parents who we felt maybe could bear a little bit more responsibility, or who would be willing to bear a little bit more responsibility. And so we've talked to some, and many of you, you know who you are, because we've approached you, or we will be shortly. And the main responsibility of these ones is simply to be willing to initiate times of prayer and coordination among the levels, right? Among the different groups on the level. And these ones may also gather contact information, phone numbers, emails, and just kind of notify the saints of times that the group is meeting together to coordinate, and those kinds of things. And they may also initiate specific fellowship based on questions that the ones in that group might have. But we want to make a point that the role of these ones is not to lead or to make certain arrangements individually by themselves, right? You know, we just want to encourage all of you that we should all be serving in mutuality. And Actually, I recently read something on the matter of establishing group coordinators. That really, you know, Brother Lee, his intention was that everyone would serve in mutuality. Mm-hmm. And even if you look at this week in the morning revival on day three, it's so good. Brother Lee says, if there is someone who should lead the meeting, it should be everyone. Mm-hmm. I really like this utterance because, you know, as soon as I hear that, if there is someone who should lead the meeting, I think my natural inclination and probably everyone else's is, oh, good, here we're going to come up with somebody that can really take charge and lead us all. But there should only be one leading us all, and that's the resurrected Christ. And we all really have to exercise to help one another to function, right? And not to overfunction. Not to, you know, overfunctioning is just as much a risk as underfunction. And so we all depend on each other to bear an equal level of responsibility, or as equal as is possible. And so the second category, I would say, of serving ones is actually a lot like the first category, in that they should be willing to help bear responsibility, to help coordinate, to help get contact information, those kinds of things. But just for practicality's sake, there does need to be someone who's willing who we know is willing to bear that responsibility. But we just encourage all the saints to function in this kind of a way. Amen. So I think from there we can go on to the schedule that we're proposing for the weekly children's meeting via Zoom.
Yeah, so this is the scheduling that we propose. Hopefully in the beginning we can stick with this schedule so that we can run a little bit smoothly. Of course, in the future, if there is necessary adjustment needed, we can do it. But once we change one, we need to change the other grid as well. So hopefully at the beginning, we can just stay with this schedule for some time. So the first is for preschool. We decided to have it on Friday, 4:30 to 4:50 p.m. So only 20 minutes because they're the youngest one. So including this group, actually, we'll welcome the nursery as well. Of course, we don't expect too much, but if the parents, the mother are considering that this group are already ready, their children in nursery, they can join this preschool group. Kindergarten and first grade, we also plan to have it on Friday. We try to do it 5 to 5:30, but again, we can do a little bit shorter too if necessary. And then the rest of the grade, we will have it on Lord's Day. Yeah, second and third, we will have it on Lord's Day, 4 to 4:30 p.m. And then 4th to 5th grade, we're gonna have it 4:45 to 5:15 p.m. Yeah, the reason being is that we have the basic lessons meeting, so we don't want to compete with them. The basic lessons meeting will end around 4 o'clock. Yeah, so we will start right away after the basic lessons meeting. And then the sixth grade, we will have it at the last, which is around 5:30 to 6 p.m. Yeah, and then we are planning to start the new term. We cannot delay a little bit from the original one. We're thinking about the week of 23rd, but I think we're not ready. I think we should prepare for the 30th, yeah. Because next week, Brother Michael will mention there'll be some instruction or kind of like a preparation for the parent. So we plan for the pre-K and kinder and first on Friday, August 28th. That's our new term start. And then for the other grades, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, we're going to start on the Lord's Day, August the 30th. Yeah.
Saints, do you all see the PowerPoint? You do? Okay. Yeah. Angie and I don't see it for some reason. Oh, we must be the only ones.
Amen. So just so you know, you know, we've been praying and we called for this meeting because, of course, as you may know, we want to begin the children's meeting. And these are all, you know, we have been proposing, we have proposed this particular times, but hopefully we can continue the fellowship and to see how the Lord will lead us. Right now, these are the time that we are proposing, and then maybe later we can have more fellowship if this is a conflict for most of you. But in the meantime, we feel that it's not, we don't want to occupy, or we don't want to conduct the children's meeting on Lord's Day morning while the Lord's table is taking place. So that's why we have decided to do it this way. And if you notice, we're doing it by levels. So each level will have its own unique time. Now, what will be our participation? How are we gonna take care of this time? We definitely would like to do it by group levels. I mean, we may have maybe two or three, four, depending on the need, parents assigned and serving ones assigned to a particular level, specifically on a level that your child is. If you have multiple child, well, we encourage you to be in one of them for sure, to take a little bit more lead in one of them. But the crucial thing here is we don't want any children unattended. So this is a good opportunity for the parents to come together and be a little bit more involved with your children. And if you have multiple children, you know, you can have mom taking care of one session and dad, or, you know, or mom and dad, you know, being with the child. So this is a good opportunity. Now, what do we do, right? Before coming to the meeting, we need to prepare, right? And this is normal for our regular children's meetings, right? When we were doing the children's meeting on Lord's Day, the first thing we need to prepare, and we need to prepare ahead of time. We need to read the story. We need to choose the songs. And hopefully we could coordinate ahead of time with those serving with us. And we are encouraging even the day of your service to come earlier, about maybe 10 minutes or however you feel that you should come earlier to pray with your group. We are encouraging the fellowship. And then now, what do you do? So we know, we understand doing this via Zoom is not that simple. It's kind of intimidating at times, but we're just giving you a little way of how to do it. So, you know, when we come together like today, we welcome each other, we talk to each other a little bit for those that were earlier in the call. So, you know, we just need to welcome them and see how they're doing. We may have five at a time, we may have 10. So we encourage you, the parents, you know, to unmute yourself and ideally show the screen, share the screen, you know, or the video, so they all can see each other. That will mean a lot for the children. So you know, when you come together, if you're the person in charge of the welcoming part, you know, you can say, you know, how are you doing? What's your favorite ice cream? What did you do this summer? You know, this kind of thing. So just to break the ice, just to, you know, and you can do this just for 5 minutes, right? Then during the singing time, you can spend 5 to 10 minutes. What we are planning on doing, we are recording some songs, video of the songs, similar to what we did with the family summer camp, that we rather than singing live, we were doing, we have a pre-recorded video with some families. So we are planning on doing something similar. So we have reached out to some of you already to help us with the recording. And if you are interested to help us with the recording of some songs, you know, feel free to let us know. But we do want to have the songs available. We have chosen some of the songs already from the first stories that we'll be doing. and we have been recording some songs already. You can also sing live. There are some tricks to Zoom that you have to do. So we can help you with some of this technical aspect if you want to sing on your own, which is encouraged, you know, to have live singing. All of our children's songs are available on our website, churchinanaheim.org/children. And again, we'll be posting the videos there. And all the material should be available there. So anyway, I think this is good for this part.
Okay, so now we move into the content of the children's meetings. What stories are we gonna tell? So we are happy to announce that this year we'll be able to start having material available for all the different levels. So as Brother Andy showed, so we'll have, you know, 20, 30 minutes for each level. And in each level, we will be able to present a material that is specifically prepared for that age level. So we are putting into practice what the ministry, you know, gives us, that we've picked up the principles in the ministry on how to talk to our children, how to present the Bible to them. So for the preschoolers, so we'll start with them the preciousness of humanity in a way that we will lead them to discover why humanity is precious. So we started the fellowship, we started to meet with some saints, and by faith we are starting with these. We're calling them topics. It's not a talk. It's not a science class. It's not an anatomy class of our human body, but we are leading them to discover why am I precious? Why God created me in a way that I can, for example, the hippos. We learned that this week. The hippos, when they are in the water, they want to be with each other. They want to be in a herd, but they don't care who's next to them. Did you know that? They just want to be protected. They don't care if they're, you know, next to their mom or their cousin. They don't care. They're just together. But what they're going to eat, they eat alone. So God created us in a total different way. And in everything, we resemble God. Anyways, I'm excited. Okay. So then kinder and first graders. So we will start again our two-year cycle. So we'll start again in Genesis. So we will start with Adam. And so with this group level, if your child is in kindergarten, we encourage you to get into these stories, because this is what we're going to be covering with your child. So we want them to attain the highest level of morality by using the key persons in the Bible. And we start in Genesis and we go all the way to Revelation. Second and third graders, we encourage them to know who our God is and the things that he expects us to do by seeing the key events of the Bible. They're the ones that are gonna, you knowing what happened, all the facts and all the events in the Bible, that's where they are at. They wanna know why and how and, you know, so that's what we have for them. And we are happy to have another new beginning with the fourth and fifth graders among us. This is a precious age, very challenging age. So we will discuss with them the outcomes of the Bible, touching their conscience and convicting them on how the actions that we take will have long-lasting consequences, shaping the person that they are becoming. So again, if you have children in this age, it's, you know, new stories. So we encourage you to, later on, we'll present to you a teacher's training opportunity so that we all just get to learn how to present these stories to them. And finally, for the sixth graders, You want to say something?
With a sixth grader, we are also working a new set of stories or lessons for the sixth grader. And we learned a lot this year, and we want to try, some of our children already have received the Lord before they get to sixth grade. And for those that haven't, you know, we want to solidify their salvation. So at the beginning, we'll present the lessons in the same way, similar way that we have done previously. But then by February or March, we will start a transition period in which we will be talking about, the Lord's table, Him, life practices, and an understanding of the church meeting. To help them understand the church meetings a little bit more, so they are a little bit better prepared when they get to seventh grade, and basically giving them a better entrance into the church life.
Amen. So, you know, you might have maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes left in that time allotted for each group. So we've got back and forth what to do with this time, and we really want to meet by levels to explore with you what's the best way to, you know, what to do. Some of the children love the craft, but we know that not all the families have the materials that they would need. We don't want any family going out to buy things to make a craft. So, but we do want to encourage, you know, some saints among us that have already, told us that they want to research on crafts, you know, to go ahead and try to find crafts that we can make with things that we have at home. But we can also use this time to memorize the verse together by doing, you know, an activity, a physical activity, an exercise, putting together something. So we want to have some interaction with the children. You know, mm-hmm. It's not just me telling them, you know, work on this this week. You know, we want to have some interaction and with them. So mm-hmm. That's how we want to use the leftover time after the story.
Very good. Now you all should have received an email with the children's registration form. If you have not received that email, please contact one of us, contact me or the ones taking care of you in your district. But in this registration, we encourage you to fill out this registration form just for us to have an idea. The children that will be moving to a particular level, number one, how many children will have this term. And also in this form, you will have, there's a place where you, as a parent, can fill out what area of service would you like to be involved with. Mm-hmm. Again, don't be intimidated if you have not experienced serving before with children. We're not gonna put you to alone to take care of maybe 20 children, but we want to encourage you to somehow be involved a little bit more with your child.
Brother Michael, we can't hear you.
Let's see. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, okay. I can hear you.
Okay. So we would like to we would like you to fill out the registration form as soon as you can. Because we want to get that information as soon as possible. Okay. And this will also be helpful to know which level you will be serving on. We would like to gather, you know, the parents from all the districts in Anaheim, even from Cyprus. We want to pair you with some other that you may not be familiarized with. But just to encourage the blending and learn and to learn from one another. Hopefully once we got that information from you, you probably will receive an email or you'll be notified where you will be serving at, in what level you will be serving at. And so, yeah, just wait to receive a schedule from one of the saints in your level to know the date that you will be serving and or the task that you will be doing. And again, as always, if you can serve on the day that you are assigned to serve on, please switch with someone in your group and, you know, have fellowship too, so we all know. Okay, amen. Brother Ben.
Amen.
Brother, okay,
go ahead.
So, excuse me, I have a question. Recently I start to work. Because my working schedule, I also need to use the Lord's Day afternoon. Okay. Actually, today I squeeze it out. And I'm not sure if there is any parents, they cannot join the time that in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Can we do it like in the morning, before the Lord's table meeting start, maybe just 30 minutes earlier, so we can do it together. I'm not sure.
Amen. Yeah. So we needed to provide some definite times, mm-hmm. just for the sake of having an anchor point, you know, so that there would be a time that you could expect to have these children's meetings. But if you can fellowship and coordinate a different time with a group of saints, that's absolutely something that could happen. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so we wanted to let you all know that this weekend, coming up Friday, August 21st, we'd like to kind of do a dry run. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have the Zoom link available, and we're going to meet just like we would the following week by level. And so a few of us will join, and we just like to, you know, go through. It'll take, I would say, probably about 10 minutes just to kind of coordinate and go through what it would be like to have this time. And so we wanted to make ourselves available to you all during that time for any questions or any more fellowship that's needed, but also to kind of go through and kind of do a mock run of the different levels. So that'll be during each of the times that are designated.
We will send out more details this week in the daily emails that we send. And again, we want to learn from one another. We are starting to do this, but we know that we are all serving together. So we need one another feedback, you know, when is the best day, all this kind of information. We're just trying to provide you with an idea. And also this training, it's mainly if you can join us during the time where your child, you know, at the time for, let's say you have a preschooler. So then that means on Friday, the first time, 4:30, then you will join us. If you have also a fifth grader, then that means that you probably will have to join us again on Lord's Day. And on each time, we'll go and we'll talk a little bit more in details what to do and what to expect. Even we may share the story. We may go a little bit more into details about the story, even the songs. We probably will go through the website and show you all the different places, how to access the different videos. Even more for some of you, may take care of the technical aspect, even of the Zoom meeting. All these different things we'll cover during that time. We understand we don't have too much time today. But we still feel that we need to have a time like this with the parents, just to go over some of the specific details of every group level. So you are more than welcome to join all the different levels. If you want to join all the five meetings and you want to have an idea of what's gonna happen in every meeting, you know, feel free. But in the meantime, we're just asking you to join the level where your child is. If you have multiple children, join us for multiple times. Do you have any questions, Saints? Do you have any questions? This is, we still have like 15 minutes. We don't have to use the 15 minutes for questions, but we just wanted it to present to you what we wanted it to do. And anyway, it's a work in progress. Mm-hmm. But we are so happy that our children can get together. Amen. And we can get together with the families. We can have a time for blending. So anyway, if anyone you have questions, please feel free to ask.
I'll just reiterate that the official start of the children's meeting will be August the 28th on Friday for the preschool and the kindergarten, K-1, kindergarten first grade. Amen. And then for, on the 30th, for the remaining grades.
First. Brothers Michael and Ben, would it be appropriate or helpful to invite any young people who are interested in serving to join this time next weekend?
Yes,
definitely.
Especially ones who are already serving.
Yeah, and you know, we're mainly addressing the parents in these meetings,
right.
But any of the saints who are willing to serve, we absolutely encourage it, including especially the young people. But you know, the children need to see older ones, you know, they need to see mm-hmm. younger mm-hmm. ones. Mm-hmm. This is their family, right? So absolutely, brother. Yeah, we encourage it. And if there's anyone that maybe hasn't served before, but would like to, we would just ask that you could maybe forward their information on to us, and that way we could speak with them first.
Yeah, I just want to add the same principle for the serving one, those that that don't have any more children. Like I saw Sister Sion from District 3. She's willing to join today. So next week, you can join in the level that you feel comfortable, yeah, the serving one. Again, we open the invitation to you to join to all level, but try to join to the level that you feel comfortable, yeah.
And I have a question too in Cyprus for all the sisters. We have four teams, and I met with the sisters that coordinate the children's meeting, and some of them would like to participate. Do I need to send them any information or do they need to send you their info, or I don't know. Because we don't have levels, because we just have eight kids.
Yeah.
So we just are paired by teams. Okay. So.
Maybe you can call us after we're done with the meeting, and then we can have more fellowship to take care specifically of the situation there, Cyprus.
Okay, sounds good.
Amen.
And then as far as scheduling, that may be something that as we get more names and registration, we'll be able to help the groups, you know, set up schedules. We'll provide a template so that the scheduling can be somewhat facilitated that way. That might be something that we provide next week.
Dear Saints, I have a question. The power of the presentation that you show us today, is that going to be available somehow for the ones who are not in this meeting?
Yes, so we are planning on our website, on their fellowship, the children's website, to include this fellowship with all this information that has been provided to you or given to you.
And all the materials for the meetings, right, will be also on the website that we can.
Right. Amen, Saints.
Amen.